what is the newest thing to be canceled?
The newest thing to be canceled. Is it a person?
No, it's a TV show.
Oh, you mean like actually cancel, like a TV show that didn't make it?
Yeah, well, they didn't cancel. No. I'm saying cancel culture.
Oh, cancel culture canceled.
Yeah, so they didn't cancel the whole show yet, but they are canceling a couple of episodes and taking them out of rotation.
Is it Family Guy?
It is SpongeBob.
What? What did SpongeBob do?
They've deemed it inappropriate and pulled it from streaming services like Paramount and Amazon. There was one with a virus plot line. It was called Clam Flu.
Okay.
And it's so that was insensitive. So they pulled
to what? Insensitive to what?
I did the whole global account. I don't know.
Oh, okay. So if you have a family member who died of COVID and then they have the clam flu, even though that this is an episode that was written 15 years ago.
Right. In 2003.
Right. There you go. In 2003.
Which is, okay, let me do the math. Three take away the three. So that's 18. 2000. And then it's, what is it now? 21?
It's 2021.
So that would be
18.
It's 17 18 years.
18 years.
18. That would be 18 years ago they wrote that. And and they deemed it not good. The other one is one called Midlife Crustacean. Which involves
that's hilarious.
Which involves characters stealing a woman's underwear.
Okay.
So we deemed some of the story elements not kid appropriate.
Oh, well, that's not kid appropriate. Well, but wait, hang on a minute. I watched SpongeBob when it was first out. Like, I loved that show. Nothing in there is kid appropriate. It's all like, but neither was like Bugs Bunny and Scooby-Doo. Like, they always threw some jokes in there for the parents and for the adults. There were some things that were totally cheeky. And I think SpongeBob did the same thing. Like, there was one of my favorite episodes is when they come out of Bikini Bottom, they come out of the ocean, and they came out on sticks as like an actual crab and an actual sponge.
Right.
And it was hilarious and it was great. And it was really, you know, they do a lot of like cheeky sexual innuendo, sort of, but not really. Like, if you're a kid, you do not get it because it's way over your head. But as an adult, you're just like
stealing women's underwear. That's just fun. I mean, stop it. You don't stop taking. How many years did you say? 17?
18.
It's been 18 years. It's been in rotation. We're just fine. The kids that saw it 900 times, because I've seen each one of those episodes 900 times, they're fine.
I don't even remember that episode. And I was a fan. Like, I watched it all the time. So if any child is, I'd love to know if anyone was traumatized by that. Were they stealing underwear from a store or from a, they were going into like,
I think it was a woman they were going into.
Oh, okay. Like an actual woman's house and stealing.
What's wrong with that? That's just fun.
I don't know. I mean, look, if you know, SpongeBob is a huge meme and a huge gif right now. So I think if you're a SpongeBob fan, you're a SpongeBob fan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one of those things that people are going to be like, this is ridiculous. But I don't know. People are very worried about protecting children from stuff.
I draw the line at SpongeBob. I don't think you should let your kids, when they're young, watch R-rated movies. I'm against that.
Right.
But when you start canceling SpongeBob, that's an issue.
Right. I'd have to see the episode to see if it feels oogie and creepy. Because if it feels creepy, then I guess I can understand. But if it's just sort of like, you know, some crustacean fun.
Right.
I mean, it's a sponge.
Right.
It's and a sponge crab. And a crab.
Starfish.
And a starfish.